the minutes from the August 7th. Any changes? Recommendations?
Chelsea, where'd you get the official language of song here that said blah, blah, blah? I love it.
Dean and I went to the public hearing they had over a year MCW. And I think a lot of the stuff that we had been told by some other people turned out, in a way, not to be true. The whole business about, they, you know, would cause us, at the very worst, to close down the beaches and all these things they were not going to allow us to do. It isn't true yet. Never say never to the government. But the ones that were there were very, very good to talk to and very knowledgeable of the law. And they were saying that, you know, according to the original act back in the 70s, the implementation, they only have control over beaches where federal money is spent or that they own. And that's only when it is spent. For example, beach renourishment and inlet dredging. For us, that's the only thing they have control over. And they may make those regulations more stringent. Sure, those of you who have boats probably know there was some dredging for the inlets in July. And that would no longer be allowed, no matter what kind of condition the inlets are in. If we had a huge storm, that we had to have beach renourishment immediately, or we had to have cleanup, or we had to do an inlet dredging, that would be up to FEMA and the wildlife. She would be out of it completely. So there was just a lot of misinformation. The 12 points, they said, are not what they're going to force you to do. You're not going to tear down the pier or cut off everybody's lights or no longer allow you to build. Those are the things that are problems for turtles. And the problem we had with it, Carolina Beach had with it, which Bob Lewis just spoke eloquently about, is that they made the determination of where to have this. Wrightsville Beach is not included. Many of the places in Brunswick County are not included. But we are. Pleasure Island is. And it's all based on how many turtles you have. What's the average turtle? Our amount of turtles compared to everybody else is like about this much. Yet we had 19 this year, which is more than we've had probably the whole 14 years I've been here. While Georgia has like 2,500 a year. Yeah. So I, you know, Bob was asking, why did you include us in this, and please reconsider this, because we have such a small number of turtles, and you're lumping us in here with all these places that have hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of turtles. And they didn't really address that, but that's one of our biggest issues. The home builders in Brunswick, oddly enough, not New Hanover, brought up the issue of Sunny Point, because it said this was waived for some military installations. And he pointed out that Sunny Point already has a protected area because of some sort of woodpecker that's over there. And that he wanted them to just include the turtles in their plan over at Sunny Point and name us, you know, in their plan. Which, that's not really near Brunswick County, so not as close as we are, so I couldn't really catch his connection there. But it was an interesting concept. I don't think that's going to fly at all. But the thing that Harry, the mayor over there at Caswell Beach, pointed out is that the guys that are there now obviously are very good to work with, and hopefully, you know, something good will come out of this. But that staff could change just like that. A new administration, or they retire, or whatever, and the people coming in there in the future could do something totally opposite. The other thing is, the people who have been complaining about there not being any implementation for the last 40 years could take it back to court again and say, you know, just looking after federal stuff is missing the point. You need to force this on everybody, and some judge who knows nothing whatsoever about the coast may very well side with them at some point in the future. So you have to There is the slight possibility that they would ask the coastal towns to develop a plan for how they would address some of those 12 points. Some of them, like I said, are military-based, so it's not all of them, but people having lights on the back of their houses and how you would see to it they were turned off, and keeping wild animals and dogs off the beaches. Well, the dogs were, I think, taken care of. I don't know what we do about the fox and the coyote. But at some point, we may have to come up with our own plan.
Is that the food chain, though?
Taking care of the food chain.
Coyotes and the fox, wildlife, I mean.
And so if it does, we may very well get the Planning Commission involved in helping us to develop a plan. And I noticed you've got the thing from Nancy Avery on here under new business. And that's one of the things that Chris May has, yes, this is Mark Zabor, has said they would do is coastal planning. I don't know if they would help with something like that, but you guys be thinking about that down the line. That might be something we could ask you to help with. And also just to bring you up to date on what's happened with that. And I'll mention one other thing, flood insurance. Our next council meeting this month, we're going to have Spencer Rogers come to give us a presentation, mainly for the residents more than anything else, because some of us have seen the presentation, on what's happening with flood insurance, what's going to be effective October 1st, what will be effective in the next 6 to 12 months. We're hoping, really, really hoping, that this won't affect Curie Beach as much as it will, like Wrightsville Beach. I would not want to own a piece of property right now in Wrightsville Beach. There is a possibility, and I don't know how much it would be for people living on the ocean here, but especially in Wrightsville Beach, that their flood insurance could go up to $18,000 to $30,000 a year.
I heard somebody got a quote a couple weeks ago off Masonboro Sound Road. Flood insurance, second home, $40,000.
Yeah, wow.
$40,000.
Well, they say it won't be any higher than 30. But yeah, if you're on the intercoastal waterway, if you know, you're anywhere where it could, and this is all over the country. This is not just the coast. It's anywhere in the country where it could flood. But we're trying to encourage citizens to come to this meeting. And so you guys, especially since you're with the planning board and flood insurance and all is a big part of John's job. New maps will be coming out eventually, hopefully within the next 6 months, which it would help if you guys would educate yourselves on. So please consider coming to the council meeting this month. And you're welcome.
I'm going to have
anxiety. Yeah, right. Dirty baby maps. How can I make new maps? Did that about 3-4 years ago and made new maps?
No, they haven't made new maps since the 70s. No.
No, they just came up with new maps.
The floodplains?
Yeah. They just changed all the floodplains in town. Put me in the beach.
Yeah, they might have changed them, but I don't think they drew new maps. They reclassified them and all, because that's one of the things they've been talking about, is that some of these maps are almost 40 years old. And they're extremely out of date. And that supposedly is why it's taking them so long to redo it. Maybe they just did some of them just on the coast and not anywhere else. Mm.
I think that's amazing that they can do that. I mean, that's going to destroy property values and tax base. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes no sense.
Yes, yes. People will start figuring out a way to pay cash for their property and save their mortgage money in case something happens, because I guess if you don't have a mortgage, you don't have
to. So if you're at $40,000 a year, you only get $250,000 coverage. So what's that, 6 years?
Every 6 years.
Every 6 years you pay for it. So.
Yeah.
And what? Nothing floods around here.
Well, that's my, you know, John and I have been talking about. Hopefully, the maps will look even better for us. They're going to look a lot worse for Wrightsville Beach, and I'm not sure.
Isn't the only part of the Kirby that really has a flood opportunity is right on the other side of the hill when you kind of come up into the business district? And at the lowest level of the town?
My house wasn't in a flood zone when they did the new maps, it was in the B zone.
I was grandfathered, I should say it that way.
The house I'm doing now, the 400 blocks house, is 8013, I think. Which I feel like mine's higher, I'm higher than them, because I'm at 15. And that property is at 13. Which, so I don't, the maps don't make sense, but.
Yeah. I hope it stays good for us.
Anything with this letter that Nancy included?
Alan, have you ever done any of this training that they offer in your years on the PMC? Or is this something brand new that they're offering?
I don't know if it's new. I think they've always offered some type of training, but we've never actually gone, I don't think we've ever gone to any actual training. You can hand up the book and figure it out on your own. There only was one question. Are we due to have our land use plan revised?
Yeah, probably past it. Right?
Isn't it past it?
We're way past it.
What was that?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Josie. I'm sorry John isn't here to correct me, but when I started sitting with you guys, we talked about it, and I think the consensus was we didn't need to update it. And when I talked to the council about it, they definitely agreed that considering the cost involved, that it didn't need to be updated. Now, I don't know, you know, how far you can go before the state says, oh, no, 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 no. You can't go on forever. So, would you like for John to look into that?
Well, it's just a question if this would be a good resource for that if we needed to help.
Yeah, maybe be proactive and do the future land use planning.
I came in at the end of the land use plan this month, and I wasn't really involved in it, but I heard it was pretty intensive.
Like that sleeping dog.
There'll be no 10-minute meetings anymore.
Yeah.
I think this is good just to have on.
And I personally wouldn't mind trying out one of these or playing more training or just to see what it's about. See what. Again, I don't know if they come here or we have to go to their office.
I don't. Josie, would you mind contacting this guy and find out if they already have classes set up that somebody can attend, or are they talking about going
and
from
Nancy
town to town?
Nancy may know about it. Nancy,
she might.
Yeah, said attach this just for consideration, review it and consider it. I don't know how much she knows about it. I'll talk to her about
it
and see what
Chris
she knows.
Chris May is the director, and we're in touch with him a lot. I would think they'd have regular classes, if not regionally, at least in Raleigh.
Is Chris May the one that would be doing it, does it say? Cause
it
I was just
going to
say, because he does that sometimes for the Board of Adjustment, and already has in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I don't know when the last time our Board of Adjustments had any kind of training.
We did. Oh, yeah, we have it every year. We had training just in April.
Okay.
We had a training session in either January or February, then we had one in April. We have one every quarter, but we're waiving next month since they've already met four times and heard two hearings already this year. So they've had training.
Oh, yeah.
They've had, you know, exposure this year. So so we're just going to skip next month, or this month, the end of this month.
Why don't you talk to Nancy, the one who called Mark and find out.
Try to get more information about it,
Any other new business?
Do we need to put on the agenda for next month about Greg's concern about the neon lighting and that stuff? It's a second half.
Yes.
He should probably be in the discussion. About putting that on the agenda for next month?
Neon lighting around the...
What was that? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
The neon lighting you could put around anything to highlight like one upstairs or something like that.
It was Craig's second email that he sent out about.
It was a business here that has decided to use it around the sign to keep it illuminated.
Carolina Beach's outline buildings and LED lights and stuff and neon lighting, so he wanted to address that.
Okay, so put that on the next month's agenda. Lighting around...
Around the building.
Neon lighting
and
whatever.
All right. Okay, I'll just put lighting. You'll know what it is. Next agenda. Okay.
And it's brought to our attention that the next meeting is November 5th, which is Election Day.
It's not next meeting. Next meeting is October, but just to kind of keep in mind. So next month we have to have a definite answer. So look at your schedules. Keep it in mind. If you need to cancel, we have to let Nancy Hewitt know because she has to publish it. We have a couple alternatives, like the Wednesday and the Thursday, or the following Wednesday and Thursday, or cancel. So please look at your schedules and send me an email who's going to be available, what day you prefer, and then I'll try to... coordinate that. All right. Okay.
Any other member items?
No, sir.
Motion.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Okay, thank you very much.